Today's daf is Beya Daf Yud Zayin, and we are two lines from the top of Daf Yud Zayin Amid Aleph, Tanu Rabbanan. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Zara Aliza, Avadya ben Miriam Leia, Moshe Abba ben Devorah, Devorah bas Mecha, Shmuel ben Tehila, Chayim Moshe ben Frumit, Kleinemitz Kalman ben Rivka, Yaakov Aharon ben Fega, and Tamar bas Chasida from a Rivka. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilu Nishmas Chayim Moshe ben Yisrael and Le'ilu Nishmas Miral bas Reb Moshe. Tanu Rabbanon Abraisa. Yontif Shecholiyos b'Shabbos. If Yontif falls out on Shabbos, doesn't matter which Yontif. B'Shamay Yomer and B'Shamay says Mispalol Shmoinu. Shmona Esrei should be made up of eight brachas. Va'omer shel Shabbos b'fnei atzma, v'shel yontif b'fnei atzma. In other words, you should have a special bracha for Shabbos and a special bracha for yontif. Beisul says, mispalel sheva. No, you're supposed to have a Shmona Esrei that's made up of seven brachas. Maschel b'shel Shabbos. The bracha, that's the Shabbos bracha, should start talking about Shabbos, umisayim b'shal Shabbos, it should end talking about Shabbos, v'oymer k'dushas hayoyim be'emtza, and in between, you should mention something about Yom. So we know that Shmoyna Esrei is referred to as Shmoyna Esrei. And the reason it is because Shmoyna Esrei, initially when it was instituted by the Anshei Knesset Agdoilo, was made up of Shmoyna Esrei brachas. 18 brachas. Years later, the Chachamim added a 19th bracha, the bracha of Olam Al Shinim, and as a result, Shmoyna Esrei became one of the great misnomers, because it's not really 18 brachas, it's really 19 brachas. Now, the Shmoyna Esrei, that's 18 or 19 brachas, is made up of three parts. The first three brachas, Magen Avraham, Chayim Meisim, and Hokel HaKadosh, are brachas that are Mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We begin Shmoyna Esrei by giving Shvach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The last three brachas are brachas of Hoidah. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The brachas in the middle are brachas of Bakashas, where we ask Hashem for things. Chaynin Hadas, Slach Lanu, Rifa'enu, Baruch Aleinu, etc., etc. On Shabbos, we're not supposed to ask for any personal needs. And as a result, on Shabbos, Shmoyna Esrei is not the same as it is during the week. Now, if you notice, the first three brachas that we have in every Shmoyna Esrei, you have on Shabbos. You have Magen Avraham, you have L'chaim Esim, and you have Hakel HaKadosh. The last three brachas that you have during the week, you also have on Shabbos. Because those brachas have nothing to do with Bakashas. Those brachas are related to Shvach and Hoidah. And those brachas you have even on Shabbos. What changes? It's what's in between the first three and the last three brachas. During the week, you have 13 brachas in between. On Shabbos, you only have one bracha in between. That one bracha is not a bakasha, but rather that one bracha is a haskara. You mentioned the fact that today is Shabbos. So Bishamay Bisil debated, they argued, what happens when Shabbos falls out on Yontif? Meaning, on Shabbos, you have a Shmoyna Esrei that's made up of seven brachas, three brachas of Shvach, then you have the one bracha that mentions the fact that it's Shabbos, and then you have another three brachas of Hoidah. On Yontif, you do the same thing. You start off with three brachas of Shvach, you have one bracha that acknowledges the fact that it's Yontif, and then afterwards, you finish with the last three brachas. What happens when Shabbos and Yontif coincide? So Bishamai said, now you're going to have eight brachas, because you're going to have the three that you always start with, the three that you always end with. In middle, you have a bracha for Shabbos, and in the middle, you have to have a bracha for Yontif. So you're going to end up having three in the front, three in the back, plus two in the middle. It's going to end up being eight brachas. Beisul argued, and Beisul says that no, when Shabbos and Yontif come together, you don't need a special bracha be'emtza for Shabbos and a special bracha be'emtza for Yontif. But rather, it's one bracha be'emtza. You start with Shabbos, you end with Shabbos, and you say Kedushas Hayom, that's Yontif be'emtza. Rabbi Yoimi, Rabbi said, Av Choysimba. Rabbi said that when you end the bracha, according to Beis Hillel, that there's only one bracha in middle when Shabbos coincides with Yontif. So the way you should end it is Mikadesh HaShabbos Yisrael VaHazmanim. Mikadesh HaShabbos, you acknowledge Shabbos at the end of the bracha. VaHazmanim, you acknowledge the fact that it's Yontif at the end of the bracha. So Rabbi said that according to Beis Hillel, it's one bracha in middle, and when you're Messiah, when you end the bracha, the conclusion of the bracha also is one conclusion, but it acknowledges the fact that it's Shabbos and it's Yontif. Tani Tanakh made the Ravina. There was a Tana that said over the following from the presence of Ravina. He said that according to Beis Hillel, the way you're supposed to end that one bracha of Shmoneh Esrei when Shabbos and Yontif coincide is Mikadesh Yisrael VeHashabbos VeHazmanim. First Mikadesh Yisrael. Then you mentioned Shabbos and Zmanim. Amale. So Ravina told this Tana, Atu Shabbos Yisrael Mekachile. You're saying from the Nusach HaBracha, or suggesting that it's the Yidden that gives Shabbos its Kedusha. And the truth is that's not the case, because v'ha-Shabbos mekadsha v'kayma. Shabbos has its own Kedusha. The Yidden give Yontif its Kedusha, however the Yidden don't give Shabbos its Kedusha. What does that mean? Shabbos is Kaddish Memela. Every seventh day is Shabbos, and Shabbos is Kedusha Sazman. It has Kedusha. Yontif is totally in us. The reason is because Yontif is a day of the month, and Bezdin were the ones that determined when it was Rosh Chodesh. As a result, on some level, they were the ones that were able to manipulate when exactly the Kedusha Sazman is going to be. So from the Nusach that the Tana told Ravino, Mekadesh Yisrael v'hashabbos v'hazmanim, it sounded like Mekadesh Yisrael, the Yidden have Kedusha, v'hashabbos v'hazmanim, and they are Mekadesh Shabbos and Hazmanim. So that's what Ravina told him, that Yisrael are not Mekadesh Shabbos, they're Mekadesh Zmanim. So Eil Amos, Ravina said, what you're supposed to say is Mekadesh HaShabbos, Yisrael Vazman. First you mention Mekadesh HaShabbos, and you don't say Yisrael before Shabbos, because Yisrael are not the ones that are Mekadesh Shabbos. Shabbos has Kedusha by itself. So first you say Mekadesh HaShabbos, then afterwards you say Yisrael Vazmanim. What does it mean, Yisrael Vazmanim? The Yidden have Kedusha, and the Yidden are the ones that are Mekadesh Zman. Rav Yosef said, Halacha, what's the Halacha from everything we just mentioned? Kerebi. Halacha is like Rebbe, Uketeretz Ravina. What does it mean, Halacha Kerebi? That when you're chisim the bracha, when you conclude the bracha, so you're supposed to mention Shabbos and Yontif, and the way you're supposed to do it is the way Ravina said that you're supposed to do it. Mekadesh HaShabbos, and then Yisrael V'Azmanim. So why do you mention Shabbos, then Yisrael, then Azmanim? It's because Yisrael V'Azmanim means that Yisrael are the ones that are Mekadesh Dizmanim. Yisrael is Mekadesh Dizmanim, but Yisrael is not Mekadesh HaShabbos. Therefore, it's Mekadesh HaShabbos, that has Kedusha by itself. Afterwards, Yisrael V'Azmanim. So we had two machloikas in this first braisa. We had a machloikas, Beshame and Besil, and then we had a discussion, Rebbe and different Amoraim, in terms of how you're supposed to say Shmoneh Esrei when Yontif falls out on Shabbos. Ordinarily, Shmoneh Esrei, we said, is made up of 19 brachas. Initially, it was 18 brachas, that's why it's called Shmoneh Esrei. But then a 19th bracha was added, so it's made up of 19 brachas. Three in the front, three in the back, and then you have all the bakashas in the middle. On Shabbos and Yontif, there's no bakashas. As a result, you have the first three brachas, you have the last three brachas, but in the middle, all you have is one bracha. Shabbos, you have a bracha that mentions Shabbos. On Yontif, you have a bracha that mentions Yontif. The whole nusach of the bracha on Shabbos talks about Shabbos. How does it end? Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadesh HaShabbos. It ends with Shabbos. On Yontif also, Vati, Tein Lanu Hashem Aleikenu, Mayadam L'Simcha. It's all about Yontif. Yalav Yavoy, it's all about Yontif. Vahasiyenu, it's all about Yontif. And how do you end the bracha? Mekadesh Yisrael V'Azmanim. You mention Yontif. So it's easy. Shabbos, you're going to have seven brachas, and the middle bracha is going to be Shabbos. Yontif, you're going to have seven brachas, the middle bracha is going to be Yontif. The question was, what happens when it's Shabbos and Yontif? Yontif falls out on Shabbos. So Mishamai held, now you have to have two brachas in the middle. Basil said you only have to have one bracha. Who do we paskin like? That's easy. Basil. We always paskin like Basil. How do you end that one bracha? When you end the bracha, you mention Shabbos and you mention Yontif. There was a shayla, what order you're supposed to say it in. And the Gemara came out, Lahalacha, Mekadesh HaShabbos, then Yisrael, and then Vahazmanim. Another braisa that discusses this inyan. Tanu Rabban on Shabbos Chalias Rosh Chodesh. When Shabbos falls out on Rosh Chodesh, meaning it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, or you have Shabbos Chol HaMoed, so Arvis v'Shachris u'Mincha, when you daven Ma'ariv, Shachris u'Mincha Mespal Sheva, you say your regular Shmoneh Esrei that's made up of seven brachas. Again, the brachas HaShevach, the brachas HaYidah, and then the one brach of Shabbos in the middle. V'Omer, you have to acknowledge now the fact that it's either Rosh Chodesh or it's Chol HaMoed. So what do? You say the me'ein ha-me'ura ba'avoida, in the middle of the tefillah of avoida. So which one of the Shmoneh Esrei is called avoida? That's Ritzei. V'hashev eso avoida l'tvir be'secha, ha-machzeh shchinasa l'tzion. So you mention the me'ein ha-me'ura ba'avoida, which is something we all know, because that's what we do. What's the me'ein ha-me'ura on Rosh Chodesh when you're davening Shmoneh Esrei? Yalav Yavoy. What's the me'ein ha-me'ura on Chol HaMoed when you're davening Shmoneh Esrei? It's also Yalav Yavoy. Where do you say Yalav Yavoy? After Ritzei. Ritzei, Yalav Yavoy, V'sachazeno Einein, V'shuf Kol Tzim Berachem. This is the Gemara right here. So you add a me'ein ha-me'ura, and where do you say it during the bracha of Avoy? Let's say you didn't say Yalav Yavoy, Machzir Noisoy. You have to daven Shmoneh Esrei all over again. Rabbi Lezer says, no, you don't say Yalav Yavoy in middle of Ritzei, but rather you say Yalav Yavoy by Moedim. That's Rabbi Eliezer's shita. Rashi says that there's actually a precedent for this. We don't pass it like Rabbi Eliezer, but there is a time where we add something into Shmoneh Esrei and we add it by Moedim, Al Anisim. Al Anisim, we don't say it by Ritzei. After Moedim, that's when you say Al Anisim. So Rabbi Eliezer held that you're supposed to say Al V'yavoy by Moedim as well. Ube Musaf, and what about Musaf? It's not Rosh Chodesh and Achol Moed, you'd have a Musaf as well. So what should you do then? Maschu B'shal Shabbos, Umesayim B'shal Shabbos, V'oymer Kedushas Hayoyim Be'emtza. So Musaf, you don't say Yal V'yavoy, right? What you do is, you daven Shmoneh Esrei, that's made up of the three brachas in the beginning, three brachas at the end. You add a brach in the middle. It's Shabbos, you're going to mention Shabbos. But in addition to mentioning Shabbos, you're also going to mention the fact that it's either Rosh Chodesh or that it's Chol Hamoed. It's a Maschu B'shal Shabbos, Umesayim B'shal Shabbos. It starts and it ends with Shabbos. But for Oymer Kedushas Hayoyim Be'emtza, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon B'nei Shabbos, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, and Rabbi Shimon, the son of Rabbi Yechim Breike, said, Kol Mokm Shuskik L'Sheva, any time you have to have a seventh bracha, Maschu B'shal Shabbos, Umesayim B'shal Shabbos, for Oymer Kedushas Hayoyim Be'emtza. So Rabbi Shimon Ben Gamliel and Rabbi Shmuel Ben Oish Rabbi Yechim Ben Breike, they held that if it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, you don't say Yalav Yavi by Ritzeh, but rather you're always going to add the fact that it's Rosh Chodesh somewhere in middle of the bracha that talks about Shabbos. And the same is true for Chol Hamoed. Meaning, not only by Musaf should you do that, but you do that by all of the tefillahs. But Amar Rafuna, Rafuna said, Ein Halacha K'Oyis HaZog, we don't paskin like that Zog. So we paskin that when it's Rosh Chodesh or where it's Chol Hamoed, the halacha is, even if it's Shabbos. So when are you, what do you do with Yalav Yavoy? You say Yalav Yavoy by Ritzeh, just like you would do it if it was a weekday. So you say Yalav Yavoy by Ritzeh, not by Moedim, and also not in middle of the special bracha that talks about Shabbos. Either way, we're going to return to our regular program now, which are the halachos of Erev Tavshilin. Omer Abchir Barashi, Omer Rav. Meniach Adam, Eruvit HaChumin, Miyontev L'Chaver. A person that didn't make Erev Tchumen before Yontif. So Erev Tchumen is the Erev that allows a person to walk beyond his Tchum. On Yontif, a person is not allowed to walk outside his Tchum. And on Shabbos, a person is not allowed to walk outside his Tchum. So this person wanted to make an Erev Tchumen, and he forgot to make an Erev Tchumen before Yontif. Now it's Yontif. What should he do? So on Yontif, he can't make an Erev Tchumen. However, Rav said that in the event that you live in Chutz Laretz, where there are 2 days in Yontif, so the halacha is that if you want to now make an Erev Tchumen on a 2-day Yontif, that's something you can do. Now, to be clear, we're talking about where Yontif was Thursday and Friday, and you want to make your Erev Tchumen for Shabbos. So you can ordinarily not make an Erev Tchumen. But now what you could do is, using a tnai, as we're about to see, you'd be able to make an Erev Tchumen on Thursday, make another Erev Tchumen on Friday, do it ala tnai, and like this, it's going to work. So what exactly is the tanai? Rav just said umasna, but Rav didn't explain what the tanai is. So Rashi explains that the tanai is as follows. The person's going to say that if today is not yontif, then today is yom chayil, I'm allowed to make an erev tchumen, so I'm making an erev tchumen for Shabbos. If today, however, is yontif, so I'm not able to make an erev tchumen. So whatever I'm doing now, lo bet. It shouldn't have any kiyum. Then tomorrow, you rinse and repeat. You do the same thing again. And you say, if yesterday was chayil, so today is yontif, I'm not making erev tchumen today. However, if yesterday was yontif, that means today is chayil. If today is chayil, so today I'm allowed to make an erev tchumen. So being that in Chutz Laretz, only one of the 2 days was yontif, so therefore, mamanav shach, you have the ability to go ahead and make an erev tchumen. Omar Rava, Rava Sevaniach, Adam Eruve Tefshilim yontif l'chaveira, umasan. You could do the same thing as it relates to erev tavshilim. Rabchia Barashi sent the name of Rav regarding Eruvit Tchumen, and then Rava came and Rava said the same exact halacha regarding Erev Tavshilin. Now Rashi says when you do it regarding an Erev Tavshilin, you would do it a little bit differently. What would be the tanai with Erev Tavshilin? So again, the first day Yontif, you're going to say that if you're going to make the Erev, if today is Yontif, so I know I'm not allowed to make an Erev. But that means that tomorrow is not Yontif, so tomorrow you're going to be able to cook. Now, in this case, you don't have to make the second Erev on the second day. Because as long as I make an Erev on the first day Yontif, and I say that it should be an Erev in the event that it's Chol, so then tomorrow I'll be able to cook Mamanav Shach. Because if the Erev that I made on the first day was a good Erev because it was Chol, so now I'm allowed to cook on the second day. And if the first day was Yontif, that means the second day is Chol. The second day is Chol, I don't need to make an Erev in order to be able to cook. By the case of Erev Tchumen, I have to repeat the Erev Tchumen on the second day, because there, Meman of Shach, I have to have an Erev. I'm going to want to walk on Shabbos outside the Tchum. I'm going to have an Erev. I'm going to have to make it on the first day Yontif or on the second day Yontif. I mean that I don't know which day is Yontif, so therefore I have no choice but to make it both days and make the Tanai. But with the Erev Tavshilim, I'm not cooking on Shabbos. Chalila, that's not something an Erev Tavshilim allows you to do. Erev Tavshilim allows you to cook on Yontif for Shabbos. So as long as I make the Erev Tavshilim on the first day, I'll have Tanai. By the second day, I can cook. Because if the first day was Chol, I made an Erev Tavshilim. And if the second day is Chol, I don't need an Erev Tavshilim. So Maman of Shach, I'll be able to cook on the second day. And I won't have to make the Tanai on the second day. Either way, so Rav Chiya bar Ashi Amar Rav and Rava both said the same thing. They were both addressing making an Erev on a two-day Yontif. Rav Chiya bar Ashi Amar Rav was talking about Erev Tchumen. Rava was talking about Erev Tavshilin. And they both said that you can make an Erev Tchumen, an Erev Tavshilin on Yontif, even though these are things that really you're not allowed to do. But being that the two-day Yontif is really only one day Yontif and the other day Chayil, so therefore, with a Tanai, this is something you're allowed to do. So the Gemara says like this, that notice, Rav Chiya bar Ashi Amar Rav said regarding Tchumen. Rava said regarding Tavshilin. Is that Dafka? Meaning, what would Rav hold regarding Tavshilin? What would Rava hold regarding Tchumen? So the Gemara makes the Chesh. Mandam Erev Tchumen, Mandam that said it by Erev Tchumen, Kolshken Erev Tavshilin. Certainly it would work by Erev Tavshilin. Mandam Erev Tavshilin. But Mandam that said it by Erev Tavshilin, Ava Erev Tchumen, Loi Kube Erev Tchumen wouldn't work. My time and why not? The Lamikni Shvisa B'Shabbat Aloi. Because at the end of the day, the way Erev Tchumen works, and this is Erev in 101, is that you're Koina Shvisa. Erev Tchumen is the Taich that when I make an Erev, so I'm kind of the place where I made the Erev, but there's some sort of kinyan taking place. It's as if I spent Shabbos in the place that I made my Erev, and it works with some concept of a kinyan. But the point is that being that it works with a kinyan, at the end of the day, you're making a kinyan on Yontif, and we don't want you to get involved in making a kinyan on Yontif. And the point is because even though only one of the 2 days on Yontif, but at the end of the day, you're treating both days as Yontif. Yontif Sheni Shalgol works with us treating 2 days as Yontif, and as a result, to make a kinyan on Yontif is not okay. Erev Tavshilin is not a kinyan. So Erev Tavshilin, you could work with the Maman of Shach, but Erev Tchum, which involves a kinyan, so that wouldn't be okay. So Rav Chiya bar Ashi Amar Rav that said it by Erev Tchum, and Kol Shken would have said it by Erev Tavshilin, but Rava that said it by Erev Tavshilin, it could be, says the Gemara, he would have never said it by Erev Tchum. Now the truth is, this Gemara that we just learned is really totally in the Machloik is Rav and Rav Asi that we spoke a lot about in the first parak regarding a Be'esh and Olda Bezeh, Muteres Bezeh, Asura Bezeh. There's a long Tosfos here, Dibra Maskel, my time of the Mikdash Shvisa B'Shabbat Aloy, but we're not going to go into that now. Tanu Rabbanu, another price. Ein Oifim Yontif L'Chaveirim. You're not allowed to cook or bake from one day Yontif to the next day Yontif. Now, we've been talking now about Erev Tavshilin. What's the whole premise of Erev Tavshilin? That you're not allowed to cook from Yontif to Shabbos. You're not allowed to cook on Yontif for Shabbos, even though cooking is a Melech HaSeichel Nefesh. So really, you, in theory, are allowed to cook. But from Yontif to Shabbos, that's not okay. Says the Braisa, so now you're not allowed to cook from Yontif to Shabbos. You're not allowed to cook from one day Yontif to another day Yontif. Emes Amru, stating that, the following is true. A woman is allowed to fill a pot full of meat, even if she only needs one piece of meat. A baker is allowed to fill a barrel full of water, even if he only needs a little bit of water. Meaning, it's the first day Yontif. A woman's cooking, she's allowed to cook. So, she's not allowed to cook from one day Yontif to the next day Yontif. So does that mean you have to literally sit and ration how much meat you're going to put into the pot? Or am I allowed to put up a huge pot? So says the Braisa that a woman's allowed to be memala kolak der basar. And the reason is because it's not considered to be a big atercha. To take one piece of meat and put it into a pot, or to put a bunch of pieces of meat into the pot, you could do it in one swoop. That's the point. You can do it in one shot, and as a result, it doesn't involve any more tercha, and therefore, even though really you're not allowed to cook or bake from one day to the next, but being that I'm anyways allowed to bake and cook a little bit, and I'm not really me matriach myself anymore, so therefore it's going to be okay. Rav Shimon Elazar said a big chiddush. He said, memali isha kolatan or pas. That a woman is allowed to, but when it comes to baking, that's not something you're allowed to do. You're only allowed to bake what you need. Shimon Elazar said a very important idea, and that is that, no, he said that just like, although you're not allowed to cook from one day Yontif to the next, but you can fill up a pot, even though it means you're going to end up cooking for the next day as well, because it doesn't involve any more tercha, you could do the same thing with bread. Now, bread is involves more tercha. Every piece of bread, Rashi says, you have to put in separately and individually. So, l'chur, that's going to involve more tercha. Why isn't that okay? So, Shimon Elazar said, the reason is because the more bread that you have in an oven, the better the bread is going to taste. So, the fact that you're adding more bread is going to affect the food that you're eating on Yontif. So I'm not allowed to cook from the first day Yontif to the second day Yontif, but I'm allowed to do whatever I could do to make the food taste as good as possible on the first day Yontif. So therefore, it says, Rav Shimon Elazar, Memali, you should call a taner pass. A woman's allowed to fill up the taner full with bread. Aye, she doesn't need all the bread. And it's more tircha. It's not like you could do it in one shot. You can. See, inevitably, you're really preparing for tomorrow. No, the reason is, b'nei shapas nefes yofa b'zman shatana mole, because the bread is going to end up tasting better. So in essence, you're not really preparing for tomorrow so much, but you're making the food better today. Amar Rava said, halacha k'Rav Shimon Elazar. We paskin like this svara, that you're allowed to add food because it makes the food taste better. Ibailo mishlei nechir ruv tafshilin. Someone that didn't make an eruv tafshilin. So he's not allowed to cook now from Yontif to Shabbos. But here's the question. Who Nesser, Vikimcha Nesser, he's not allowed to eat, and his food also can't be eaten. He himself is not allowed to bake, but his food can be baked. Meaning, if someone wants to bake or cook from Yontif to Shabbos, you have to make an Erev Tavshil. So what if I didn't make an Erev Tavshil? I can't cook. The question is, what about my food? Could someone else cook my food? And then me be allowed to eat it? It's a din in the Gavra, or it's a din in the Heftza also. I'm not allowed to cook, but the Heftza, the Kemach itself, the food itself is fine. Or maybe the food is impacted as well. The Nafkamina, what's the Nafkamina? Practical. Do I have to be Makna, my Kemach, to somebody else? Meaning, if Pshad is that when a person is making an Erev Tavshilim, he's not allowed to cook or bake. And his food also can't be cooked, can't be baked. So let's say you want someone to cook for you. You have to be makne to him. Literally, with a sudder and a chalipin and a yarmulke, you'd have to make a kinyan, the person would, and then afterwards he'd be able to do it. If, however, when a person doesn't make an Erev Tavshilim, it just affects the mensch, it affects the person, but it doesn't affect the kemach, the food can be eaten. So somebody else is allowed to cook for you, and if he wants to cook for you, you don't have to be makne the food to him. It could be my food, because my food never became us. My, what's the halacha tashma? Mishlein nicherif tafshilin. Someone that didn't make an erev tafshilin, he's not allowed to bake for leivash, he's not allowed to cook for leyatmin. He's not allowed to take food that's already hot, wrap it up, do hatmana of Hilcha Shabbos fame. Loi can't do it for himself, loi lachem, he can't do it for somebody else. Leachem, oifin, levash, and loi. And no one could do it for you either. So if you didn't make an erev tafshilin, no one could do it for you. Ketzad hu oisa, let's say you want someone to cook for you, what should you do? Here's the punchline. Makne kimcha lachem. You have to be makne your food to somebody else. For oifin loi, that person will bake for you, mevash, loi will cook for you. Bottom line is, it's a mafurish abraisa. You see clearly that if a person didn't make an erev tafshilin and he wants someone else to bail him out, he has to be makne the food to him. Shema mino, hu nesar, he's aser, the kimchai nesar, and his kemach is aser. Shema mino, very, very straightforward. Ibailu, another shaylo related to erev tafshilin. Avar va'afamai. What happens if a person violated the law that you're not allowed to cook or bake from Yontif l'Shabbos? Again, on Yontif falls out on Friday, tomorrow Shabbos, you're allowed to cook and bake on Yontif, but not for Shabbos. That's why you make an Erev Tavshilin. You make an Erev Tavshilin before Yontif, now you're allowed to cook, now you're allowed to bake from Yontif to Shabbos. What if a person didn't make an Erev Tavshilin, and then he cooked or he baked from Yontif to Shabbos? Avar v'yofamai. What happens if somebody violated my meaning? Am I allowed to eat it or am I not allowed to eat it? Sok the Gemara Toshma. Bring your raya from a brice. Mishlo yin yecheru v'tavshilim. Someone didn't make an erev tavshilim. Ketzer uoise. What should he do? Makne kimcha l'acherim. He should be makne his kemach to somebody else. The brice we just mentioned. V'acherim noifaloyim avashloy. And those people can cook a bake. What's the question? V'i iso. If you're going to tell me that b'dievet, if a person violates his erev tavshilim, that loch is, he's allowed to eat it. Listeni avar va'afa mutter. Why didn't the brice give this as an idea? Interesting question. For a person that didn't make an Erev Tavshilin. The Bryson is addressing the person that didn't make an Erev Tavshilin. What should you do? I didn't make an Erev Tavshilin. So the Bryson, be makna your food to somebody. Let this person who did make an Erev Tavshilin cook and bake for you. Fake the Gemara. Have a better Eitzah. Just do it anyways. If other va'afas mutter, if you do it anyways, it's going to end up being mutter. So the Bryson should just say, if you're other va'afa, that's the Eitzah. Now, bishloim, if avav va'afa, you can't eat it, so that's what the Braisa didn't mention. But if avav va'afa, you can eat it, so why didn't the Braisa mention it? So the Gemara said, Amar avada bar masna, what kind of kasha is that? Tana takanta de heteruk tani, takanta de isur like tani? The Braisa is looking for something that you're allowed to do. A person didn't make an Erev Tavshilin, so he needs an Eitzah. Be makna the food to somebody else, because not only are you not allowed to cook, even your food can't be cooked. Okay, so be makna the food's not your food anymore, let somebody else do it for you. You have a kasha, why didn't the Braisa say, do it b'dievet, because it's b'dievet. You're not allowed to. We're not trying to give people eitzes that are not okay. We're trying to give people eitzes that are okay. takanta that teruk tani, things that are mutter, takanta the sort like tani, satkamar tashma, bring your right from somewhere. Misha hiniach eruv tafshilin, someone that made an eruv tafshilin, raise a oifa, umavashal, umatman. He's allowed to bake, he's allowed to cook, and he's allowed to do atman. If him rotzel lechel, let's say ruvoi, harushus biyad, if you want to eat your eruv, you're allowed to eat your eruv. Achloi achloi yofa, achloi hitman, raise a lo yofa, vle vash, vle yatman. If a person ate the eruv before he cooked, before he baked, before he did atman, so now you're not allowed to cook, you're not allowed to bake, you're not allowed to do the atman. The Mishnah already said that. Loi loi v'loi lacher. He's not allowed to cook or bake or do atmana for himself. He can't do it for somebody else. And no one can do it for him. Avo mevashul yontif. If a person does one, he can cook for yontif. And if he has leftovers, he'll have leftovers for Shabbos. Ubevad shaloi yarn. But he can't do a harama. So what would harama mean? So Rashi says harama would mean a person's going to cook for yontif. And after he finishes cooking for yontif, on yontif, he's going to say, you know something? Just hit me. I might be having guests. Let me cook more. And then he's going to say, you know something? I might have more guests. And let me cook more. See, he's making believe as if he's cooking for yontif, but really, he's not cooking for yontif, because let's be honest, he's not having any guests. So says the Braisa, a whole bunch of halachas that we're already familiar with, and it says a person is not allowed to do an aroma. And here's the punchline: for imherim, let's say a person to do the aroma, aser. The halach is you're not allowed to eat the food. Aser. What do you see from here? That if you do a haroma, you cooked from on yontif for Shabbos, you did it with a haroma. Meaning, you didn't blatantly say I'm cooking from Yontif l'Shabbos. I made believe, wink, wink, as if I'm cooking on Yontif for Yontif. But l'maisim, it ended up being for Shabbos. I'm not allowed to eat the food. Us, you see, mefurish, avava afa, aser. You see clearly that if a person violates the isit to cook from Yontif l'Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat the food. So the Gemara said, Om Ravashi said, Haroma ka'amrit. You're bringing me rayas from Haroma, Shani Haroma, Dachmiruba Rabban and Femi Mezit. This is a little bit counterintuitive. Says the Gemara, I know if someone makes a Haroma, the halacha is, you're not allowed to eat from it. So if you're not allowed to cook from Yontif l'Shabbos, if a person cooked from Yontif l'Shabbos using a Haroma, you won't be able to eat the food. But I think that maybe if you did it by Mezit, not with a Haroma, you blatantly violated the halacha. You did it by Mezit without the Hechsher, over there maybe it's going to be Mutter. How's that possible? So the Gemara says, because Haroma is more chomer than Mezid. And Rashi says two reasons. One reason Rashi says is that if you do an Aver B'Mezid, no one's going to ever learn from you. Everyone knows you're a Mezid. So who's going to learn from a guy that does Aver is B'Mezid? But if you do an Aver B'Haroma, you make it look like really what you're doing is okay, then people may learn from you. And therefore the Rabbanon were worried that people may learn from the Haroma person, and as a result, we're more machmer. Another thing Rashi says is that when a person doesn't have aveira b'mezid, he does tshuva, because he knows he did something wrong. When a person doesn't have aveira and eretz achayin, that really what he did wasn't so bad, he ends up not doing tshuva on it. But the point is, Haroma is more chomer than mezid. Fascinating idea. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, he said a different shot, that it could be, you have no raya from this price, and not because Haroma is more chomer than mezid, maybe mezid is really more chomer than Haroma. However, it could be you can't bring a raya, because Hamani chananyi v'alibid v'sham. It could be this price is going according to Chananya, who said a very big chiddush alibi de beishamayis. What was this chiddush? Chananya, we learned it right. Chananya, Ami Chananya said beishamayim beishamayis. It says ein oifen elam kein irev bepas. That if somebody wants to bake from Yontif l'Shabbos, he has to make an erev tafshilin with something that was baked, like bread. If a person wants to be able to cook from Yontif l'Shabbos, he has to make an erev tafshilin with something that's cooked. And if somebody wants to do atmana from Yontif l'Shabbos, the erev tafshilin has to be atmana. But Basil says, no, ma'arev betafshil echad, v'isim be'kol tzarcha. Erev tafshilin, you don't have to have in mind exactly what it's going to be. You just make an erev tafshilin. You take a tafshil, and you're done. Basil, Shammai said, a tafshil only works for cooking. Doesn't help me for baking, doesn't help me for atmana. So within each subclass of preparing food, you have to make sure the erev tafshilin that you make matches that. But what do you see from here? One thing, a very chomer de geshita in erev tafshilin. Chananya's understanding of Beishamai's Erev Tafshilin is very, very chomer. So if that's the case, the Gemara, we had a Shaila of Avav Amai, and the Gemara said, Tosh, I'll bring you a Raya, because I have a price that says if somebody did Haroma, that loch is not allowed to eat the food. Also, if you can't eat from Haroma, certainly can't eat from Mezid. So isn't that a Raya to Avav Afa? The Gemara says it's no Raya. You know why it's no Raya? Because maybe that price is going to Beishamai. If it's Beishamai, Chananya's Beishamai, they can't bring any Rayas, because we don't live in the world of Beishamai. Certainly not Chananya's Beishamai. We pass like Bezil. We don't pass like this halacha anyways, so therefore it has no bearing. So again, L'chur, at first glance, we have a Mefurish Raya to the Shaila. The Shaila was Ava Mai. A Braisa says if a person did Haroma from Yontif l'Shabbos, he's not allowed to eat the food. So we have two Terutzim. One Terut says, could be Haroma's more Chama than Mezid. Rashi's fascinating Sfaris. Inami, the Gemara says, could be that price is Chananya Libidvei Shnamai, and as a result, it has nothing to do with Halacha L'maisa. Zok the Gemara Toshma, another Raya. Hamasa Peiros of Shabbos, you're not allowed to be Mafris, Chumas, and Maestris on Shabbos and on Yontif. We know that already. So what happens if someone gave Meisner on Shabbos? B'shoy, if he did B'shoy, Yoichel is allowed to eat the food. Meisel lo Yoichel. Meisel is not allowed to eat the food. So what's the Raya? This has nothing to do with Eir Tafshilim, but the Gemara is saying that just like Chazal said, you're not allowed to give Meisner on Shabbos, and if you do, you can't eat the food. So it makes sense. Chazal said, you're not allowed to be Mevashel from Yontif to Shabbos, and if you do, you won't be able to eat the food. So this should be a Raya that Ovar Va'ofa, you're not allowed to eat the food. The Gemara says, no, like Tzricha Tisle Peirachin. Maybe that's talking about where you had other food. Meaning someone gave Meisner from Peiros. The assumption is the person has other payers. The person didn't prepare food for Shabbos. The only food he's going to have is if he prepares from Yom Tov for Shabbos. So maybe Chazal will more make him when it comes to Avar Va'ofa, because this is the only food he has and Shabbos is coming and he needs food for Shabbos. So it could be Ma'asa Peiroisov, they were Machmer, because he doesn't need the food. Over here, the person needs the food. Toshma Hamakmul Kelim B'Shabbos. You're not allowed to be Toivol your Kelim on Shabbos. We're going to see more about that in the coming Dafin. So let's say someone Toivoled his Kelim on Shabbos. B'Shoyig did B'Shoyig Yishnamash Bem, you're allowed to use B'Mezid, B'Mezid lo Yishnamash Bem. So again, what do you see from here? That if a person violates the Rabbanon, he was Toivol his Kelim when he wasn't supposed to be Toivol his Kelim, that loch is he's not allowed to use it. So it makes sense that if a person violated Erev Tashlim, it shouldn't be okay. Either the Gemara says, Tzricha Tisle Mani Achrini. Over there, it could be, again, we're talking about a person, he probably has other Kelim. It's probably not the only Kelim he has. Inami Efshe B'Sheli, he could always borrow Kelim. But if a person didn't prepare food for Shabbos, Mishloi Tarach Be'erev Shabbos, what's he going to eat on Shabbos? So this person's desperate. So therefore, the Gemara is at Tzad, then maybe we were Mekel. Tashma, another right. Mevashel B'Shabbos. What if someone cooks on Shabbos? This is already Chil Shabbos Deraisa. Someone cooked on Shabbos. B'Shoig, if you did it by mistake, Yoichel's allowed to eat the food. B'mezid, lo Yoichel, you're not allowed to eat the food. Oh, so you see, if someone cooked when he wasn't supposed to cook, now Lochis, he can't eat the food. So just like if someone's Mevashel on Shabbos, he can't eat the food. So if someone was Mevashel from Yontif L'Shabbos, he was over the Isser that is the premise of Erev Tafshil, and he was Ova Va'ofa. Shouldn't this be a Raya that it's Aser? And the Gemara gives the obvious answer. No, Isur the Shabbashani. That's an Isur Deraisa. That could be his Mochamer. He would then with Isur Rabbanon. That's not as Chamer. So in the Mishnah, when it introduced the halachas of Erev Tafshilin, it mentioned the machlokes Bishan Beisol. Bishamay says Erev Tafshilin has to be two Tafshilin. Beisol said one Tafshil. And then the Mishnah said that Bishamay is moided to Beisol, that if a person would take a fish and he would smear an egg on top of it, is that one tafshil or two tafshil? Two tafshil. End of the day, there's a dag and a beitzah. So it'd be treated as two tafshil. Zok the Gemara. Masis and the like Aitana. Our Mishnah, the version that we have in our Mishnah, the Machlokes B'Shamay Beisol, is not like the following Tana. Who's this Tana? The Tanya Braisa. Amar Reb Shimon ben Elazar. Shimon ben Elazar said he had a different understanding of the Machlokes between B'Shamay and Beisol. He said, "Moid B'Shamay Beisol, Alshen Tafshilim Shazarach." But B'Shamay Beisol were both Moid. You have to have two Tafshilim right away. That's not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said only B'Shamay holds you need two Tafshilim. Beisol holds Tafshil Echad. So Reb Shimon ben Elazar said that B'Shamay Beisol were both Moid, then you need two Tafshilim. Aman Echlu. What was the Machlokes? Al Dag Ubeitzna Sha'olav. The Machlokes was if you have a dag, a fish, and you smeared an egg on top of it. Is that considered one or is that considered two? Beshamay Yoimrich Nei Tafshilin. Now, Poshet, it sounds like Beshamay holds it's two. Rashi says just the opposite. Beshamay holds it's one, therefore you need a second Tafshil. Shnei Tafshilin, you need a second one. Beisol Yoimrim Tafshil Echad. Beisol says not Tafshil Echad. Again, it reads backwards almost. Tafshil Echad means it's two, and therefore this is the Tafshil, and you don't have to have another Tafshil. Regardless, clearly a different formulation of the Machloikis. In our Mishnah, the Machloikis Shammai Sil is Gufa, whether you need one or two. Everybody agrees that the Dag with the Beitza on it is considered two. Over here, everybody agrees that you have to have two. The Machloikis is only regarding the Dag and the Beitza. Is that one or is that two? B'Shavin, Shimon Lozak concluded, and he said that everybody agrees in Pirper Beitza, someone chopped up an egg, V'Nosan L'Teichadag, he put it into a fish, Oishnerasa Kaflutois, or he took Kaflutois, leak, and he chopped it up, and put into the fish, and that's for sure going to be two. Meaning, if you smear the fish with the egg, that's a shiloh if it's one or two. But here, you physically have fish and you have egg, that's for sure going to be two. Oh, my Rava said, what's the we basking like our Tana, meaning our Tana's version of Machlokes B'Shamay Beisol, that according to Beisol, because that's what we basking like, so what does Beisol hold? One tafshil. Therefore, we paskin one tafshil is enough for Erev Tafshilin. Achloi, oishre avad, hareza lo yavashil. The Mishnah said that if you lost the Erev Tafshilin, then you can't use it anymore. Omar Abaye said, naktinon, Hizchel, we have a Messiah that Hizchel be sasim and Echalei Ruvig. Let's say you started cooking, and before you had a chance to eat, you lost the food. Then the halacha is you're allowed to finish. So if you didn't start cooking before it got lost, then you can't use it anymore. But if you started cooking, then even if it gets lost, the halacha is it's going to be okay.